Good afternoon, this is The Art of Jazz. I'm starting with Paul Whiteman's band, 1935, today, featuring trombonist and vocalist Jack Teagarden, and a beautiful composition that is a standard now with certain jazz bands, Nobody's Sweetheart Now, written by Elmer Schobel, Joe Myers, and Gus Kahn.
Painted lips, painted eyes. bird of paradise. It all seems wrong somehow that you're nobody's sweetheart now. You turned me down and then you went away. There's nothing left for me to do but play. Forget you done me wrong, I'll play a tune or sing a song.
Whiteman featuring Jack Teagarden, singing and playing his trombone. He's all over the place for many years, Teagarden was. He got locked into a contract with Whiteman, but it wasn't a bad deal. Some of my friends think that that's the case, that it was, you know, not good for his artistic efforts, but I think so. Right there, 1935, Paul Whiteman, Jack Teagarden, Nobody's Sweetheart Now. Here's Stan Getz, 1952. Thank you. Prince, 1952, his tenor saxophone, for Roost, 78 Records, and Frank Perkins' Stars Fell in Alabama. With Getz, Jimmy Rainey on guitar, Duke Jordan, piano, Bill Crow bass, and Frank Izzola on the drums. I put that on because I was thinking of Teagarden. I led in today's program with Jack Teagarden, and that composition, Stars Fell on Alabama, is inextricably associated with Teagarden. And I thought, well, let me find somebody else that plays that. And I remembered, that's a beautiful Getz thing in 1952, and there it is. Pretty much all Getz, but nice backing. That is something, how people accompany other people, making them good. This next composition is interesting. It was written in 1855 by Septimus Winner under the pseudonym Alice Hawthorne, 150 years, almost 150 years ago. And Louis Armstrong in 1952 did this with it.
I'm dreaming now of Harry, sweet Harry, sweet Harry. She's sleeping in the valley, and the mockingbirds are singing where she lies. Listen to the mockingbirds. Listen to the mockingbirds. The mockingbirds still singing, oh, gray. Listen to the mockingbirds. Listen to the mockingbirds. Still singing where the weeping willows wave. Now when I walk down in the valley, in that valley, lonely valley, when I walk down in that valley, the mocking voice is singing just like me.
Ba ba listen to the mockingbird.
Ba ba ba
the mockingbird still singing o'er her grave.
Ba ba
listen to the mockingbird. Listen to the mockingbird.
The mockingbirds. Listen to the mockingbirds. Still singing where the weeping willows wave. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. The set started with Louis Armstrong in 1952 for Decca Records, singing for you, Listen to the Mockingbird, an arrangement and orchestra of Gordon Jenkins, Louis Armstrong, and then Charlie Barnett's band, 1949, alto saxophonist Dave Matthews' arrangement and composition called Portrait of Edward Kennedy Ellington, Parts 1 and 2. And he seemed to capture a great deal of the flavor of Duke Ellington. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and you're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and... not a tenor saxophonist, Flip Phillips, a mainstay of Woody Herman's band in the mid-40s and on for a few years. And I brought some things by him, a trio to start with, and then a quintet, I think it is. The trio from 1952 and the quintet from 1945. Here's the wonderful Flip Phillips. Thank you. Flip Phillips in a couple of places, 1952 to begin with. Bugle Call Rag, an old standard. Hank Jones on piano and Buddy Rich on drums for Clef Records, Flip Phillips Trio, December 1952. Then June 1945 for Signature 78 Records, Why Shouldn't I? Cole Porter hit from Jubilee in 1935. Ralph Burns on piano, Billy Bauer on guitar, Chubby Jackson on bass, and Shelly Mann on drums behind Flip Phillips. Two places there, 52 and 45. Let's go back now to 1926 and hear Eva Taylor, and 1928 and hear Jelly Roll Morton.
I'd like to call you Alice in your little blue gown. I'd love to call you Sunshine, 'cause you never wear a frown. Other names are common, your sweetness can't be found, so let me call you this while I'm around. My candy lips, you sure are looking fine. Say, candy lips, I'm awfully glad you're mine. I wouldn't sacrifice your kisses at any price. Like taking good advice, they make me feel so nice. Sweet candy lips, you're sweet as you can be. Oh, candy lips, you sure were made for me. And you know things will stick to something sweet so quick. Oh, honey drip, sweet candy lips, I'm stuck on you. Candy lips, I'm awfully glad you're mine. I wouldn't sacrifice your kisses at any price. Like taking good advice, they make me feel so nice. Sweet candy lips, you're sweet as you can be. Say, candy lips, you sure were made for me. I'm taking many trips to kiss your tasty lips. Oh, honey drip, sweet candy lips, I'm stuck on you.
Thank you.
Let's see, what did we have? Eva Taylor singing with her husband's Blue 7, Clarence Williams at the piano and his Blue 7 behind her. Candy Lips, she sang for you. And a beautiful cornet chorus in there by Tommy Ladnier for OK Records, 1926, November of that year. Then the genius Jelly Roll Morton and his Red Hot Peppers, 1928 for Victor Records, and Morton's Boogaboo. Boogaboo is what's called a slow drag for the dancers. I mean, to our dancing, and that tempo is something. And Morton had it right down there. Everybody in there doing their part. Jelly Roll Morton's Red Hot Peppers, Boogaboo, 1928 for Victor Records. That's it. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and you're listening to 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and Nadia Ellington, 1938. Every time I say this is my favorite of anything or the greatest of anything, I put myself in a box, and I don't want to do that. But this is such a simple, beautiful piece for Cootie Williams' trumpet and the band. It is stunning, actually. Ellington calls it Riding on a Blue Note. There's something stunning about that in its simplicity, as I said. There's not much to it, actually, but there's everything to it. And Williams, Cootie Williams playing his trumpet, soloing in there, and the band figuring throughout, supporting him. Nothing lost. Perfect, actually. Riding on a Blue Note, Duke Ellington's composition for Cootie Williams and his band there. 1938 for Brunswick. On the flip side, Juan Teasel comes forth again. Juan Teasel was the valve trombonist in the band for a long time and came out of the Caribbean somewhere. Wrote beautiful music, lots of it not recorded, actually, until later, or lost somewhere. This is called Lost in Meditation. It is by Teasel, whose solos, the band solos, Johnny Hodges' solos on his alto, Cootie Williams comes in again on his trumpet. And we'll follow this 1938 rendition with Jimmy Rowles' solo piano, 1981, and his version of Lost in Meditation.
Thank you.
Lost in Meditation, written by trombonist Juan Teasdall, and performed by the Ellington Orchestra in 1938 and by solo pianist Jimmy Rolls in 1981. This is The Art of Jazz, and you're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and... In 1921... Benton Overstreet and Billy Higgins had a big hit on their hands. They wrote, "There'll Be Some Changes Made." And it's been throughout the history of this art. We will hear two versions now. The Boswell sisters, that's Connie and Martha, who plays the piano here, and Vet. Martha actually did most of the arranging and brilliant stuff. And Connie became more of a name than the other sisters in her wonderful singing. There'll Be Some Changes Made, the Boswell Sisters, 1932, and Jack Teagarden, 1957.
Changing the weather, changing the sea. From now on, there'll be a change in me. My walk will be different, my talk and my name. Nothing about me is gonna be the same. I'm gonna change my way of living. If that ain't enough, then I'll change the way that I strut myself. Nobody wants you when you're old and gray. There'll be some changes made today. There'll be some changes made. Change in the sea. From now on, there'll be a change in me. Now my walk will be different, my talk and my name. My walk will be different, my talk and my name. Nothing about me is gonna be the same. I'm gonna change my way of living. If that ain't enough, that old way I used to strut myself. Nobody wants you when you're old and gray. That's why I'm changing today.
Changing the weather, changing the sea. From now on there'll be a change in me. Walk will be different, my talk and my name. Nothing about me is gonna be the same. I'm gonna change my way of living. If that ain't enough, I'll change the way that I trust myself. Nobody wants you when you're old and gray. There'll be some changes made today. There'll be some changes made. Thank you.
in the weather, there's a change in the sea. So from now on there'll be a change in me. My walk will be different, my talk and my name. Nothing about me's gonna be the same. I'm gonna change my way of living, yeah, if that ain't enough. Then I'll change the way that I strut my stuff. Cause nobody wants you when you're old and gray. There'll be some changes made today, baby. There'll be some changes made.
Hoping and longing, oh, how yearn. Where are you forgetting? Do you remember? Will you return? Oh, I cover the waterfront. I'm watching the sea for the one I love must soon come back to me.
We started the set with There'll Be Some Changes Made, a version by the Boswell Sisters in 1932 for Brunswick Records. Then a jump to 1957 and trombonist Jack Teagarden and his singing, and his version of There'll Be Some Changes Made, and the flip side of that record, a composition by Johnny Green and Eddie Heyman, the same two who brought you Body and Soul, I Cover the Waterfront. Nice work in that Teagarden band, I must say, by pianist Gene Schrader. Jack Teagarden, the Boswell Sisters before him. All right. This is 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, NPR News, and celebrating 20 years of All That Jazz, a service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. It's my pleasure to be with you on Sunday afternoons. Now, let me tell you about a get-together tomorrow. A few weeks ago, a friend of mine, Seattle pianist Bob Gilman, died. And we're going to have a get-together of people to remember him, music and food, at the New Orleans Creole Restaurant at 114 First Avenue in Pioneer Square. 6:30 to 9:30 tomorrow night, maybe longer. And it's in remembrance of Bob Gilman and all the times and beauty of music he gave the Seattle area. I played in a band with him many years ago, the Great Excelsior Jazz Band. And he played in the Monday Night Band at Gay Anderson's Creole Restaurant for many years. And so if you knew of Bob in any way, come on down. Tomorrow night, Pioneer Square, 114 First Avenue, the Creole, New Orleans Creole Restaurant, and participate in remembering Bob Gilman. I'd like to go to Nuage now. I looked it up in my battered little paperback French dictionary. I didn't take French, but I have the dictionary to look up things like nuage, and it means clouds. It is a composition by the great Belgian guitarist Django Reinhardt. I'll bring a couple of versions for you now. Charlie Hayden on bass and Christian Escudé on guitar in Paris, 1978, and their version of Nuage. Thank you. Charlie Hayden on bass and Christian Escudé on guitar in Paris, 1978, for All Life Long Playing Records, and their version of Django Reinhardt's Nuage. The composer was in Rome, Reinhardt was, in 1949. These are some of my favorite of Django's recordings. And his version of his composition, Nuage, he on solo guitar and rhythm, of course. Stefan Grappelli on violin. Gianni Safrad on piano. Carlo Bacori on string bass. And Aurelio De Coalis on drums. Here's Django Reinhardt and Nuage. That's Django Reinhardt and Stefan Grappelli in Rome in 1949, recording Nuage, a composition by Reinhardt, to compare with Charlie Hayden and Christian Escudé and their 1978 recording of Nuage. I'm going to play more of that band of Django's in just a moment, but first, let me tell you, you're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and... ¶¶
Thank you. Thank you.
Isn't that something? That's Django Reinhardt in Rome, 1949. And we heard Just a Gigolo, Bolero of Django, Rosetta, Begin the Beguine, and How High the Moon. With Django on violin, Stefan Grappelli, Gianni Soffred on piano, Carlo Pecori on string bass, and Aurelio De Corralis on drums. Django Reinhardt in Rome, 1949. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and you're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and...
I'm an evil gal, don't you bother me. I'm an evil gal, don't you bother me. I'll just empty your pocket and fill you with misery. I've got men to the left, men to the right, men every day and men every night. I've got so many men, no, I don't know what to do. So I'm telling you, Daddy, I ain't no good to you. I've got men in the east, men in the west, but my man here in Harlem always loves me the best. I'm an evil girl, and I need an evil man. But I'm down in the dumps since I've lost him to all this around with me. and I want to set you free. Sometimes I feel so weary, traveling through life all alone. Sometimes I feel so weary, traveling through life all alone. It's a long, long journey, and I can't make it on my own. There's 7 million people right here in this town. There's 7 million people right here in this town. I don't need but one person, so baby, won't you please stay around? When the sun turns blue and the moon shines bright on me, yes, when the sun turns blue and the moon shines bright on me, that's the day, sweet day, I'll leave you another way. When the river stops flowing, the trees lay down and die. When the river stops flowing, and the trees lay down and die. When the sun stops shining, I'll see my last goodbye. It's a long, long journey, but I'll make it before I'm through. Say, it's a long, long journey, but I'll make it before I'm through. This weary world can't stop me, baby, while I still have you.
That's Etta Jones, 1944 for Black and White Records, with Barney Bigard's clarinet and his orchestra behind her, and two compositions by Leonard Feather, Evil Gal Blues and Long, Long Journey, Joe Thomas on the trumpet and Bigard clarinet, Georgie All tenor saxophone, Feather on the piano, Chuck Wayne guitar, Billy Taylor bass, and Stan Levy on drums. Etta Jones, 1944. Here's Nat Cole and his trio, meaning Cole on piano and vocal, Oscar Moore guitar, and Johnny Miller on bass.
I took a choo-choo, choo-choo, fast as I could take a choo-choo. I come a long, 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 long way to take you in my arms. And now is your first move to prove that you've been true. Come to baby, do. I've been away, way, 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 way beyond the blue horizon. I hope that no, 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 no one else is on your mind. So pucker up, my sweet, and meet your Waterloo. Come to baby, do. Stop me from guessing, can't no time for tease. Stop all your messing,
put your begging baby at ease. I wanna love, love, love you just the way I wanna love you. I'm gonna try, try, try to, try to make you understand. When all is said and done, the one for me is you. Come to baby, do. Satisfied. I want the cream fram sauce with the awesome face with shafafa on the side. I don't want pork chops and bacon that won't awaken my appetite inside. I want the cream fram sauce with the awesome face with shafafa on the side. A fella really got to eat, and a fella should eat right. Five will get you ten. I'm gonna feed myself right tonight. I don't want fish cakes and rye bread. You heard what I said. Waiter, please serve mine fried. I want the frim fram sauce with the awesome fee with shafafa on the side. Fella should eat right. Five will get you ten. I'm gonna feed myself right tonight. I don't want fish cakes and rye bread. You heard what I said. Waiter, please serve mine fried. I want frim fram sauce with the awesome fate with shafafa on the side. Now if you don't have it, just bring me a check for the water.
Nat Cole Trio, the classic Nat Cole Trio of 1945 for Capitol Records, meaning Oscar Moore on guitar and Johnny Miller on bass, with Nat on the piano and singing. Come to Baby Do, written by Inez James and Sid Miller, and The Frim Fram Sauce, written by Red Evans and Joe Ricardo. Capitol Records, Nat Cole, 1945. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons, and this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and... That's Benny Goodman and his sextet from 1947, August of that year, in Hollywood, for Capitol Records, and Harry Warren's Nagasaki. Nagasaki, where the gals chew tobacco. My goodness. Goodman, as I said, on clarinet, Red Norvo on vibes, Mel Powell piano, Al Hendrickson on guitar, Artie Shapiro bass, and the great Louis Belson on drums. Same band a month later. It's going to do Gonna Get a Girl, written by Paul Ashe. And unusual for Goodman, he lets the guitarist Al Hendrickson sing it for you. Thank you.
Because I ought to have a girl. Because I never had a girl. That's why I'm gonna get a girl. Gonna get a miss for kissing. Gonna get the kiss. I'm missing brainers in a whirl. That's why I'm gonna get a girl. I've been getting wise watching other guys walking their cuties. Making up my mind, gotta go and find one of those beauties. Can't stop me, gonna get a girl. Because I ought to have a girl. Because I never had a girl. That's why I'm gonna get a girl.
Composition, Gonna Get a Girl, sung by the guitarist in Benny Goodman's sextet, Al Hendrickson. Nice job by him, playing the guitar and singing. Goodman, right there, 1947 in Hollywood. Gonna Get a Girl, Capitol Records. Thanks to Capitol Records. I think the building's still down there. I haven't been in L.A. in a long time, but I like a stack of records. I like that building. Benny Goodman's sextet. This is 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, NPR News, and celebrating 20 years of All That Jazz, a service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz, and it's my pleasure to be with you on Sunday afternoons between 3 and 6. Billy Kyle now at the piano with Dave Barbour on guitar, Marty Kaplan bass, and O'Neill Spencer on drums, and one that Kyle calls Finishing Up a Date. Thank you. playing his piano there with Friends in 1939 and one that Kyle calls Finishing Up a Date for Decca Records. Last week, I introduced for the first time to a lot of folks The Cats and the Fiddle, meaning Austin Powell and Ernie Price and George Steinbeck, and their early 1940 recordings. And the phone rang and rang and rang. People asked me, play more of them, will you please? So I brought some today. Here, from 1941-42 for Bluebird Records, are The Cats and the Fiddle.
Man, dig that cat, he's on.
Hey, Jack, why are you going looking so sharp and everything?
Oh, man, don't you know what today is, Mama?
Oh, man, what's today?
Today is the 40 of the November, Jack, the 40.
What's the November?
Yes, yes.
What's the 40 of November?
You don't know?
No, hip.
It's a hip cat holiday. Take your gal and grab your hat, we're gonna jump today. Just to forget to and fro on the hip cat holiday. Jack, jumping left and right, swing it in to stay. Hop and skip and what a sight on a Hepcat holiday. Boogie woogie and Susie Q, the flat foot Susie and the Hepcat shoe. Turn around and truck on down, we'll jump the whole day through. Band swinging, cats are high, take the beat and gay. You can swing it if you try on a Hepcat holiday. La da 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 da.
to wish that somewhere I would find someone just like you for me.
But now I know a love like that was never meant to be, oh, not me. You're gone, definitely gone, and I am hoping to find you standing again right in the midst of my dream.
Old rockin' chair's got me in fine, but the old man's gonna last a long, long time. Cause the words, yes, the words, yes, the words will remain in my heart never fall. So kiss, 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 kiss me, my sweet. You talk about a lover, yes, you talk about a lover when the stars are above. And I grow too old for when I grow, yes, for when I grow too old to dream. That kiss will live in my red bank. No, 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 no.
Cats and the Fiddle. As I said, lots of calls like last week when I played a couple of sides by them. The Cats and the Fiddle, that's Austin Powell, Ernie Price, and George Steinbeck. Early 40s, 1941-42 for Bluebird, the little cheaper label for Victor Records. Hep Cats Holiday, In the Midst of a Dream, and Sigmund Rönnberg and Oscar Hammerstein II's When I Grow Too Old to Dream. The Cats and the Fiddle. Right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and... And good afternoon to all of you. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. And requests come in all the time, and I'll tell you a little bit about how I do that. I put them on the list, and if it's a lot of people on for one thing, I move that ahead a little bit, as I did with the Cats and the Fiddle, because I think a couple of dozen people called last week about them. And this next person, Lee Wiley. I play her on occasion, and every time I play, I get calls, and then somebody will write me a card asking for more. And so here for you is Lee Wiley.
There's a saying old, says that love is blind. Still we're often told, seek and ye shall find. So I'm going to seek a certain lad I've had in mind. Looking everywhere, haven't found him yet. He's the big affair I cannot forget. Only man I ever think of with regret. I'd like to add his initials to my monogram. Tell me, where is the shepherd for this long lost lamb? There's a somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that he turns out to be someone who watch over me. I'm a little man who's lost in the woods. I know I could always be good to one old wife over me. Although he may not be the man some girls think of is handsome, to my heart he carries the key. Won't you tell him, please, to put on some speed, follow my lead, oh, how I need someone to watch over me.
Going on.
Never tell me dreams come true. Just try it, and I'll start a riot. Beatrice Fairfax, don't you dare ever tell me he will care. I'm certain it's the final curtain. I never want to hear from any cheerful Pollyannas who tell you fate supplies a mate. It's all bananas. They're writing songs of love, but not for me. The lucky stars above, but not for me. With love to lead the way, I've found more clouds of gray than any Russian play could guarantee. I was a fool to fall and get that way. I owe a lass and all so lack a day. Although I can dismiss a memory of your kiss, I guess he's not for me.
Lee Wiley, by request, not specifically for those, but of her. Those were done in 1939, all three by the Gershwins, and backed by the Max Kaminsky and Joe Bushkin Orchestra. Bushkin on piano and Kaminsky on trumpet, and others there to help out. Someone to watch over me. How long has this been going on? And But Not For Me. Lee Wiley and the Gershwins. Okay, where do we want to go now? Oh, I want to go to Stan Getz. This is another big request. A ton of people have asked for Getz. And I am going to play him now for you. This is Stan Getz in 1950.
Thank you.
Stan Getz, 1950, for Prestige 78 Records, and one he calls Intuit. One word, I-N-T-O-I-T. I think it's based on a night in Tunisia. Not positive, but I was talking to somebody on the phone, listening at the same time to both things, and maybe that. Stan Getz on tenor, Al Haig at the piano, Tommy Potter getting a little solo there on bass, and Roy Haynes on drums. I'm going to get back to Getz in 1950, but first let me say, this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz, and support for KPLU comes from you and...
Thank you.
Stan Getz, 1950, for Prestige 78 Records. You Stepped Out of a Dream, written by Nacio Herb Brown. And the band changes there. Tony Aless on piano, Percy Heath on bass, and Don Lamond on drums. Then back to Getz, Al Haig, Tommy Potter, and Roy Haynes for There's a Small Hotel, written by Richard Rodgers. And I've Got You Under My Skin, by Cole Porter. All done 1950, and all for Prestige 78 Records. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. And you're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News and All That Jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and... Now back to Stan Getz. As I said, a ton of requests have come in over the last few weeks. And from 1950, we go to 1957 in Chicago. And the Jazz at the Philharmonic concert for that year, October 1957 in Chicago, as produced by Norman Granz and issued on Verve Long Playing Records. Getz on tenor saxophone, J.J. Johnson on trombone, Oscar Peterson piano, Herb Ellis guitar, Ray Brown bass, and Connie Kay on the drums.
Thank you. Thank you.
Norman Grand's Jazz at the Philharmonic, 1957 in Chicago. Stan Getz, tenor saxophone. J.J. Johnson, trombone. Oscar Peterson, piano. Herb Ellis, guitar. Ray Brown, bass. And Connie Kay on drums. We heard Crazy Rhythm, written by Roger Wolf Kahn and Joe Meyer. Yesterday's by Jerome Kern. It Never Entered My Mind by Richard Rodgers. And Blues in the Closet by wonderful bassist Oscar Pettiford. Stan Getz and J.J. at the Opera House, Chicago, 1957. This is 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, NPR News, and celebrating 20 years of All That Jazz, a service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.